زندگی زیباست، زندگی زیباست ای زیبا پسند، زنده اندیشان به زیبایی رسند.
دوستان خوش آمدید به ساعت دوم برنامه زندگی زیباست امروز، و در این بخش مهمانی دارم غیر ایرانی، یک آقای آمریکایی دعوت برنامه رو پذیرفتن، کسی که از عنفوان جوانی فعالیت هایی برای رسیدگی به سالمندان و کمک به اونها به خصوص در زمینه ناراحتی های ذهنی، مسائل و مشکلات روحی آغاز کرده و از گذشته های دور در ایالت جورجیا و بعد نهایتاً از سال 2004 در اورنج کانتی فعالیتی رو با عنوان آلزایمرز اورنج کانتی آغاز کرده که بیش از 8400 بیمار رو در سراسر اورنج کانتی برای حمایت و مبارزه با بیماری آلزایمر تحت پوشش قرار داده و از سال 2009 با عنوان پرزیدنت فعالیتی که 30 انجمن غیر انتفاعی رو زیر پوشش میگیره و همکاری میکنه باهاش تا بتونه کمک‌های لازم رو در اختیار نیازمندان قرار بده و اسم این فعالیت اورنج کانتی ایجینگ سرویسز کلابراتیو هست که کمک‌های بسیاری رو برای افراد سالمند امکان پذیر میکنه و در حال حاضر 13 تا از این سازمان های غیر انتفاعی کمک هایی رو میتونند ارائه بکنند به کلیه افراد که امروز در همین رابطه با آقای جیم مک‌الیر صحبت و گفتگوی خواهیم داشت. Very good afternoon to you, Jim, and thank you very much for taking the time and talking to us today.
Of course, good afternoon.
The first question would be the May revision of the California budget meant to address a $54 billion state deficit that has resulted from the COVID-19 public health crisis, and it proposes to eliminate funding for community-based adult services. Can you give us a brief overview of the situation? I know your involvement, I just mentioned your involvement with the South County Adult Day Services and in Laguna Woods, and how what it means for our community.
Of course, thank you so much. So Orange County actually has 17 adult day health centers throughout the county, serving over 3,000 frail seniors. They provide occupational therapy, physical therapy, nutritionist-managed meals, and they communicate regularly with these individuals' doctors. The entire intent is to keep them at home and out of nursing homes and out of hospitals. It's a much cheaper solution, as well as a much better solution for the families and the people served. So with the current governor's proposal to eliminate that program, not only is it short-sighted from a cost standpoint, because once you eliminate it, most of our folks will have to go into some form of institution, like a nursing home, one where they're more likely to contract COVID-19, and two, where it's up to four times as expensive as the services provided in the community. So it is indeed a threat to our most frail seniors.
The government is proposing a new long-term care at home program to replace programs like the adult day services at South County. What exactly is the long-term care at home program, and how does the governor expect this new program to save money, and what would the program change mean to South County?
Well, I actually wish I knew more about this program. The state and the governor has released almost no information except to say that they have a plan to plan for a service at home for people, whether physical, occupational therapies, and all those sorts of things will be provided at home. But if you look at the construct of adult day health care, part of the value is an individual leaves the home for the day, so that the caregiver has respite, perhaps can go to work, and can take care of themselves. Under the governor's program, that doesn't happen. So people will not be able to work if they're caring for their loved one. That's all we know about this program to date. In any event, it would not be approved by Medicare if it is approved until January. So you're talking about many months without any services. We currently have to serve our people at home because of COVID. But long term, we expect to bring them back to our centers so that their loved one can go back to work, can have respite, can go grocery shopping, and can take care of themselves.
Jim, seniors have been adversely affected by the coronavirus pandemic. How have CBAS program been affected by the virus?
So our folks have some of the worst social isolation of any population in this country. So seniors are already often isolated and lonely with depression without adequate access to health care and services. So COVID has made that much, much worse. What our programs have done is we have gone to a remote system. We actually drop off meals. We do Zoom calls with our nurse, our social workers. We actually did a virtual bingo last week for about 300 people, just trying to stay connected, right? A lot of fun. Just trying to give them something social to do and to look forward to. Most importantly, to keep them connected to us as healthcare.
Jim, what do you think is the biggest consequence of the governor's May revision?
I think if it goes through with what Governor Newsom has proposed, the biggest consequence will be the thousands of seniors in California who will be forced into nursing homes or other facilities and taken from the homes of their families because the families simply cannot support them at home without the supports that we offer in our centers. I think that's just going to be devastating for many, many families.
I would assume so. And how can people be of some help?
Well, and thank you very much for asking that. The Assembly also has a budget which protects adult day health care, as does the Senate. In each of those proposals, our programs will not go away. So the best thing that people can do is reach out to the governor's office and say, please do not cut adult day health care. It's cheaper, it's better, and it's what's right. So if they would contact the governor in any way they can, email, carrier pigeons, whatever works, but get that message to the governor to please not cut these programs.
Well, and would you like to announce a website for your kind of work so that people can get further information about what it is that you do?
Absolutely. So we serve anyone who has any kind of memory impairment with all kinds of free programs and services. So I encourage people to look at www.alzoc.org, alzoc.org. And we have a host of programs and services that they can connect to.
I just repeat the website, ALZOC, probably Alzheimer, short for Alzheimer, OC Orange County, so ALZOC.org. You can get further information. And as Jim recommended, you can contact the governor's office and inquire to know about or let them know about what it is that would help you or your elderly family to live a better, happier, healthier life. Thank you so very much for taking the time and talking to our audience, and I wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you.